This is the Midwest Happy Hour. Cheers!
Today is a day that we're having wine.
Yep, hi everyone. Cheers.
Cheers. Hi.
Look at us, 40 seconds in and getting into it. That's got to be a record.
What do we usually do?
I don't know.
Usually starting the podcast whenever we start the podcast, or are we just messing around?
I think we mess around a lot of them.
Well, you missed recording the messing around as you pouring the wine left-handed.
I don't know why I was doing that, and I spilled a little.
It was a mess.
A little dribble, but
sometimes you just try things with your other hand, and you're like, actually, I'm not very good.
But I knew I wasn't doing it. Like it was fine.
You almost poured completely out of your glass, but it's okay.
I would say I am pretty ambidextrous. That was just me being willy-nilly. I was trusting it too much. Usually I think a little bit harder. But
what else do you do with your left hand?
A lot of things.
Dribble
basketball.
Very good.
No, I try to whenever I do something with my right hand, I then try to do it with my left.
Drawing.
Yeah, I'll just do whatever with my left hand. Yeah,
that is the craziest
practice
thing.
Practice makes perfect.
Dude, you know.
Honestly, with my kids, I'm going to have them do both. Practice makes perfect, because guess what? If you're good at sports, now you're going to be good with both hands.
Yeah, so you're going to have to learn how to be ambidextrous.
Yep.
You're going to have to
look. Good luck. Yeah. Honestly, Grant, it just is naturally, I think. I have no idea what hand he is.
Yeah, he's all about it. He'll do anything with any hand. That's
but
for sure.
I don't even ask him.
You don't want to force him to be right-handed.
Or left. I just want to see what he naturally is.
Isn't that kind of crazy? That's like a crazy move
you're
to like.
Almost four. It literally.
Pick a
the
hand.
The day that this releases. Not going what that releases. You're going to be eight.
You're going to be 8 years old.
You're going to be 4 years old on the 8th.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird. He has to. Yeah. And is
and
it
you
crazy?
Don't know what hand you use?
Yeah. But also, is it crazy that you would tell a 4 year old, hey, you're using the wrong hand.
Right.
Idiot. Left-handed people. Definitely. Right. Nobody ever chastised a right-handed person for being right-handed.
No, but sometimes I'll be like, hey. So, say he picks the ball up, throws it with his right hand. I'll say, hey, try it with your left. Because I just want to see, which one is he,
are
like,
you good?
Yeah. Right. Because, again, there are multiple times where he'll use his left hand a majority of the day.
Yeah.
And then there's other days where it's the majority, right hand.
It's because he's super smart.
You're being a shit. You're shitting on my son, and I don't appreciate it.
He's not here, so it doesn't matter right now. That's
yes,
the only time
does.
When it's bad is when he's hearing it. But then I am not afraid to say
he's
it to
gonna
his face.
Maybe he listens to this one day, and he'd be like, my Aunt Haley thought I was a dum-dum.
No, I just think he's four. He's just he's just being four. He's not very bright. What is that movie? You're not very pretty, and you're not very
smart.
Bright.
I thought it was smart.
I just watched it. Oh, A Cinderella Story.
So good. Yeah, it is. You're
with
right.
With Hilary Duff and...
Chad Michael Murray.
Which made me watch One Tree Hill.
I have been wanting to get back into One Tree Hill, actually.
It's
because
so
I went
good.
Down a random rabbit hole, trying to, uncover things. But it turns out the director was awful.
Oh, no.
An awful human being.
Is it the same dude that did Buffy?
I don't know.
Shit.
I don't know. That's too far.
Anyways, I'll think of it later on tonight. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll say that director's name or whatever it
Perfect.
Was.
But yeah. Okay. But before we go any further, because we haven't even talked about what wine you're drinking, I do want to say thank you to everyone who has supported Lacey's Loaves.
Yay!
And
two loaves.
And honestly, last month, so all of December was kind of a soft opening. I didn't know if people were going to be interested. I didn't know.
Right.
How much I would be selling. I didn't know how much I'd be capable of baking. All of those things. So a lot of trial and error. And honestly, it was if no one's interested, I'm not going to do this any further. And also, if no one's interested, then I'm not going to do the courses and take the, the food manager exam. I'm not going to put all my effort into doing that if
it's not a success.
No.
Because, what are you going to do with that?
But it turns out it is. People love it. Yes. People have been loving my loaves and loving the granola and also the cinnamon rolls. However, now I know, technically you should not be doing that without submitting to the
This is all fictional characters and reenactments, so it doesn't really matter.
It's fine.
We're acting.
No, however, I'm taking the exam tomorrow, and that's the last thing I have to do before submitting paperwork, and they said it's a really quick turnaround, so like early next week I'll be able to launch. So I took this week off because it was like, I feel like I've been
transitioned into
I've also been cooking for the holidays and baking a lot of stuff in general, so I was like, I'm kind of tired, and also this gives me a chance to take a slight break and get all the things done that I need to get done in order to run properly,
right?
Which I'm running properly. The only thing that is that I have to do is submit the certificate,
right? And I'm sure they don't care.
I mean, no, I am on this sourdough starter Facebook group.
Yeah.
And someone just posted today about, they were like, I have only been selling bread to friends and family. I'm assuming it's probably similar to what I was doing, which was just posting on my social, which is my friends.
Yeah.
And like air quotes, right?
Right.
And it was like, however, I had the food, the health department come to my house today because someone
like
turned me in. Someone reported me, and they said I had to stop immediately and I had to follow these guidelines. And the guidelines, and so the guidelines are different in every state and every county.
Right.
They require different things. Like, so someone up in Aurora, like Illinois, all they had to do was take like a course. It sounds like not even the exam.
Okay.
I was like, okay, that must be nice. And they didn't have to pay anything. I'm like, that's fantastic.
Very
and
good.
So I was and I was salty about that. Like when I first saw it, I'm like, ugh, I have to pay $120 and take this exam. And then who knows, there might be an additional fee. I don't know yet. Once I submit that application, I think.
Right. Then it'll tell you how much the test is. Yeah.
Well, not the test, but like maybe there's another fee. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But part of their restrictions wherever this lady lives is there cannot be dogs or children in the house.
Did you immediately Google?
I already read all of the requirements. Right. So like I already knew what McLean County was.
I mean, I don't know. I get it, because it's like you have to be clean and like
you for sure, but
those
it's
are like variables that you can't really control.
When you think about the people who are ordering from me, they know it's in my house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right,
like,
right.
Like, it's not to say that it's not clean or it's not, like, done properly.
But,
it's
like, just why does such the health a department different, care?
It's such a different scale than what, like, commercial businesses are doing.
Right.
If or, like, restaurants being, or whatever.
You're not trying to hold yourself to the same standard as fucking...
No, however, I do Olive have a Garden. High standard, just so everyone knows. Like, I'm cleaning properly. I'm using clean ingredients, non-toxic clean work. Like, everything's fine.
Right.
In this household. All I'm saying is, like, I think it's wild that they were like, sorry, you have a dog and children.
No kids or pets, but if you get rid of them, then you can cook bread.
right. But I'm just thankful that that wasn't McLean County, because that would be super annoying. And it's like a stay-at-home mom just trying to, like...
Make some dough.
Right, like, isn't that...
Get it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But isn't that so, like, shitty? Like, thanks, America.
Yeah, I just wonder, though, like, what do you do? Do you have, like, federal... I mean, I'm sure you have, like, federal regulations, but, like, I mean, is that the solution? Is just across the board, everybody has the same rules? Which, like... But I don't, you know what it feels like to me is one of those things where it's like, you see some crazy instructions on like a spray can that's like open or take, remove lid and then spray to use. And it's like, who called the 800 number and was like, can you guys tell me how to use this spray can? Like, what happened for them to go, actually, we're done. No dogs or kids in people's houses. And then you can bake bread if you want.
Right. Like, or did they just pull this out of their asses and they were like, these are the rules here?
Maybe people died from, like, norovirus or something. I mean, I don't know. Like, what? Please write in. Any health department listeners.
And if you were, I was not selling.
Like I said, we're acting, but...
This is pure...
This is comedy.
Yeah.
This is drama.
This is what if.
We're just a couple theater kids.
Yeah.
Living out our dreams.
Exactly.
This is all script.
Yep. And then also, to go off of that, so, like, I'm putting together a website to where you order it right off of it. There's this website called Hot Plate, and I'm meeting with the owners on Monday, which is funny. Like, they set up a meeting with you once you sign up, And oh. it's you so you don't and it's specifically for businesses like this.
Okay.
Where you are just like putting out menus either once a week or every so often and like a new drop, so to speak.
Okay.
And it costs nothing to do it. I mean
sold.
I mean basically nothing when you think about it.
Is this girl math?
No.
Yeah.
But it's a really great website that I'm going to go through. Okay. I believe it's like a newer website, and that's why I'm meeting with them. But a lot of micro bakeries use them.
Oh yeah.
Nice. So that's why I decided to go with that. But I'm putting out this website so that it's just one central location, and you won't miss it. You know what I mean? Like, right. If you didn't see my story.
If you Google or Macy's like whatever, loves, it will come up.
And so, like, it's just, again, one central location. And if you want to order, you order. Like, I was having, like, times where people would be like, hey, I want some. And I would say, like, cool, like, this is what I'm offering. And then I would feel like I would need to reach back out if I didn't hear from someone. And I feel like I'm then being pushy, and I don't want to be pushy. If you want to buy bread or if you want to buy whatever I'm selling, awesome. I would love for you to do so. However, I don't want to guilt trip you into ordering
it. I just need you to order it. Just text me and tell me what you want.
No. No.
Not that. That's not what I mean. I mean, get on the website and just order it and tell me what you want. But that, you know what I'm saying, like, in my life, I just want people to, like, I actually was laughing with Patrick about this not that long ago, because I was like, text your friend and ask them whatever. And, like, I hear his phone, like, going off, and I'm like, are you, like, did you find out? And he's like, well, I don't know. We just, like, said, what's up? And then I said, what's up? And then he said, what's up? And then I was like, nothing much. How about you? And he was like, nothing. And I was like, can you please, I don't get know, to the point. Just text the question. Like, I don't need, that's like, a lead-up.
That's high conversation that's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm like, dude, is this a man? Is this a boy thing? Boys, can you write in? Like, is this what you guys do? You can't just, like, text each other, like, hey, I want 3 loaves of bread and 1 bag of granola. You have to go, hey, what are you doing next 3 Thursdays from now? And then ask how the weather is. Just text me what you want.
For sure. But it was like, it just kind of felt like, I just don't want to chase people. I just want you to order it if you want to order it. And cool, if you don't, you don't. And that's totally fine. Like, I don't want to feel, I don't want my friends and family also feel like obligated to buy it.
You little rascals.
Which I know you guys don't, but it's like.
No, because I haven't bought any yet, but I'm leaving opportunities for other people. But I don't know if I should buy some because I don't want to, like, overwhelm you. But I want to support you.
But know if you want a loaf of bread, then buy a loaf of bread.
I know. I will. It's fine.
Let me become official.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Officially, I'll buy a loaf of bread from you. when you're officially official.
Which, honestly, should be early next week.
Oh, should I say hot takes? I quit the bar.
Ooh, everyone.
Speaking of official, I officially quit.
Yeah.
Without notice.
Yeah.
Atypical of me.
Yeah.
I never have done that before. Literally, I don't think, like, ever.
I don't suggest it. However, I mean, you did what you did. And no regrets.
I wouldn't suggest it either, because I was thinking, I think I said that to you. I was like, could you imagine if I put them down as, like, a
reference?
Yeah. Like, when you get a new job or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, well, that's why you have friends to, like, I mean, say what your character is.
Yeah.
Nobody really cares how you did at your previous job. They just want to know if you're a good guy.
Yep.
Right? Isn't that why you have to call for references? I'll just, like, put my dad down, but then he'll just, like, shit talk me. Be like, I wouldn't hire her. because it would be funny to him.
Right.
But no, I don't know. But yeah, I quit because, you know what? I'm just over it. I'm over it. Pretty much. Like, that is, like, one of the number one reasons is because I'm just over it.
And I've thought about picking up your every other weekend that you used to have. Just Friday nights, Saturday nights. Yeah, I've thought about it a lot. I reached out to her. She said, let's talk after Christmas.
Haven't heard.
End of January. I haven't heard anything. Which, that makes it sound like it's me, but it's not me, everyone. It's not me. It's not me.
Some people just can't be helped.
It's not because I'm not a good worker or, like, I'm not.
Oh, no. It's not because you don't.
It's not because of me.
It's not
because
you're not going to get hired.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, who knows?
Either she has forgotten, which is wild because it's like, don't you need help now?
I mean, other things are happening in people's lives, you know, like vacations and Christmas and
sometimes
you just forget when you own a business that people want to work for you.
Sometimes you just forget that and you're like struggling, like, oh man, I have to pick up a shit, like I have to fill in a shift here.
I wonder what people think when we say that I quit because I'm over it, and you're like, I wanted to pick up a shift, because we know the reason. Like, it's because you really just love bar life.
Yeah, I love the bar life.
But I wonder what people think. Tweet at us.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? No, honestly, like, I am a stay-home mom. I'm trying to build this bread business. I mean, and it would not be nice if I could have some passive income.
No, it's not passive income, is it?
No, because passive is, you're doing nothing. You're like,
I wish it was passive income. Yeah,
it's not very chill. No, I wish, like, my goal would be to, like, get a bread oven so that I can bake 12 loaves at the same time.
Right.
And, like, do all of that. You're hustling. So it'd be cool to, like, not have to wait as long and or budget as hard in our current situation.
Yeah, everybody knows why everybody wants to bartend.
Money.
It's not because everybody loves to be at the bar. Like, no. Maybe there's one, if there's 100 bartenders, 99 of them are like,
yeah,
I do it for the drugs.
Yeah. And I don't really, I don't think I'm going to, like, reach back out. I think I'm just going to be like, okay, well, this is now the second time.
Like, yes, check yes or no, George Strader.
That's how my first boyfriend asked me to date him.
Yeah, you should write it on a piece of paper. And then
did you know that?
No. Wait, do I?
Christian?
Sabino?
Ew, no, not ew. I'm sorry if you're listening.
Are you talking about your college boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's how he asked me out.
Ew. On a t-shirt?
On a t-shirt.
And he like, gave crossed you the off
no.
Like you couldn't pick it?
Yeah. With a teddy bear and, like, chocolates or something, which is totally what
18-year-olds would do. Yeah, also that's why I'm confused. Like, if he really wanted to get you, it'd be like chocolate in a new pair of basketball shorts.
Right, but I was in an awful mood and like trying to do homework, and I had just gotten out of practice.
And you're like, don't ask me out, how dare you.
And he like came out of, like, I was in our living room in the apartment. He came out of like my bedroom or something with it on, and I was like,
are you okay?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh no. This poor.
And I was being like a jerk, like, just pick out the movie. I don't care. Just pick it out. Like, someone please.
You
just
did
pick
not
it out.
Like this guy.
He was. I feel so bad.
Do you, though? Do you think he's listening? Do you think he still follows everything that you do in your life and he's like a secret? Like,
no. He still is. No. In love with you. He just. Sorry, I think he was.
Bulldozer down here.
I think he was like my excuse to have a boyfriend.
I'm confused by that statement.
Like,
you were like, this guy will be my boyfriend, and I'll just, like, do it.
I liked him just fine.
Okay, so, like,
but, like, I think I was so eager to have a boyfriend that I was like,
I'll take what I can get.
No. No, but we met at McDonald's. We were both working at McDonald's.
I know, I remember. Which is why I was like,
when I worked at McDonald's for 2 months.
We knew other people who worked at McDonald's and became boyfriend girlfriend with those people. And
No, he was honestly a good guy. I was just not nice.
You were not a good girl.
I was not nice because I wasn't like
interested.
Enthralled with him.
No.
I was like just trying to make it happen.
I think I met him one time. And you're like, maybe it was like at one of a game or something. But I just remember you were like, yeah, this is my boyfriend. And then like, that was it. Like, I think he just like left and like we didn't talk to him or like.
That's funny. Man. But we went through like a stint of time where we were like, we were still best friends, but like we didn't like hang out.
And then I remember you were like, I have a boyfriend. And I was like, I probably should meet him.
No, and then poor guy. Oh my God, awful, awful story, everyone. This is an awful
Tell
story.
It live. Oh. All right, we'll end it on a Ralph Hitler to make everybody feel better.
Right. No,
this is Lacey's alter ego, Ralph speaking.
So with Christian, I like knew throughout like I will be ending in at some point. Which again, I am such a jerk. I'm such a like
you
a
were,
little turd.
This was 12 years ago.
I liked him, and he was cool. He was a nice dude. I mean, he had some, like, he didn't have his driver's license. because he got caught drinking.
Yes.
And like,
it was a couple different
things.
He was a little lost. He didn't have any idea of what he was going to be doing with his life.
He's like a communications major.
So there were, no, like, not even that. Like, it was, he had no idea.
Okay.
And so I think that, like, I thought he was cool as a person. I think, like, since he was a little lost, I was not interested.
Right.
And that's what made me not interested. Like, what are we going to do? Like, I drive us around everywhere.
We work at McDonald's.
Right. I'm sorry if you hear this. Oh, God. No. Okay. So, there was this one time. Okay. We broke up. Okay. Right. And he was texting me because I did it over text.
On the flip phone. What phone do you think you had when you broke up with him over text?
No, it wasn't flips.
It was a Motorola Razr.
It was like a Motorola, whatever. Anyway.
Slide one.
Okay, so we break up, and he's like, I need to talk to you. Like, what is happening? Like, what's going on? Guys, this is also, like, month two.
Not very long.
No. It's like month two. And he, he's like, I'll have my dad drive me to your apartment, because he was back at, like, his house. Because it was winter break.
No.
Yeah, it was winter break. Oh. And, he lived in Arthur, so, like, not far away.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, my dad will take us by horse and buggy.
But he goes, okay, I'll come see you tomorrow morning. My dad will drop me off, and then, like, let's just talk. And I was like, okay.
You did. You said
before
okay.
He comes, I totally ghost him. I take my buddy Angelo, and I go, Angelo, who's one of my best friends.
Me.
I said, like, he is, like, I felt suffocated at this point. And I said, I have got to go. So Angelo and I went into Mattoon, like, went into the town, and we had, like, Subway sandwiches or, like, Quiznos. It was Quiznos. Quiznos, and we stayed in town for a while
he
was blowing up my phone, trying to get a hold of me.
Lazy. And so then?
So then multiple hours pass, and then I go back to the apartment, and then that was it. And then I don't know what happened after that, but I did see him one other time. Like, when I worked at Cracker Barrel, because he went to basic training at some point.
Oh.
And then so he came back, and I was like, yeah, I'll see you, because I feel like a jerk.
You feel bad.
So I went to Arthur to see him, and this is when I'm at ISU.
Okay.
And it was actually the summer before I met Flint. So, like, I went and, like, saw him and hung out, and I just was like, hey, I am so sorry I was a jerk to you. Like,
yeah,
I did some really shady stuff. And what's hilarious is, so I go into his parents' house, because that's where he is, and one of his best girlfriends, who was one of his best girlfriends when we dated, was there. And I was like, hey, cool, like,
what? Is this an intervention?
Right. And so I saw that she was there, and she was pregnant or had just had a baby or something like that.
Perfect.
I don't know. Anyway, so, like, I'm talking to Christian, and we're having a private conversation, like, in the dining room or whatever, and she's in the living room, so it wasn't close.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm just so sorry. Like, I was a jerk, all this other stuff. Like, he was like, hey, it's fine. Like, let's stay in touch.
Let's just get over it. Yeah.
I miss you. Like, let's, like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, I'm off McDonald's. I got a job at I'm building barns. And scooping horse
just
shit.
Just got out of basic. Like,
oh, that's right. Let's
chat. And he was driving then.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like I'm shading him, but I'm not. I'm not. However,
you're not mean.
However, like, we have this conversation, we hug goodbye, like, he walks me to my car, we hug, whatever.
Love
I
it.
Leave. And then I see a tweet from this girl that was at his house saying, well, that wasn't the most awkward time of my life.
Why was I there?
What? Like, that's confusing.
That was her.
He invited me out there for us to have a conversation to, like, and his vibes to me were, like, trying to get back with me. And they were dating.
Throw up. No.
Yeah. Dude, and so I texted Christian, like, how dare you do that, one, to her, and
yes.
also me. You had me drive all the way out to Arthur, which, whatever, my intentions
you
were not
already
to get back with you,
but, like,
that's
weird. Weirdo. Yeah, like, also,
and then I texted his mom, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I had no idea
that
they
he
were
had
together.
A fucking girlfriend that was at your house. Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird. Yeah. That's so weird. Also, if you're that girl, are you not like, hey, I'm going to go to the Quiznos for 4 hours? Because I don't want to deal with this. Because that's freaking crazy. Oh, my God. Were you like, I'm never going to talk to you again?
That was like one of our last interactions.
Yeah, because that is a freaking wild. How do you?
And that was like,
what a guy. Cheers, Christian. You freaking weird fuck.
Hey, like, did you not hear my story of what I did to him?
Like, his story is like this bitch. And I made an actual T-shirt for her. Didn't give her a choice. She had to check yes, obviously. Broke up with me after 2 months of our fantastic love that we created at McDonald's back by the Friars. Like, what the fuck?
Is it funny that you've never heard these stories before?
I remember this, but yeah, no, like, not like that, dude. No, I remember that you were like, I broke up with him, and you were like,
I can't.
I just don't. Yeah, okay. Which I knew that, how you are, but I didn't know that.
And then, like, several, when was that?
You have a full girlfriend. Don't
ask. And you invited me over, and we're hanging out in the other room.
And your parents are, like, in the basement shooting pool, drinking some fucking beer, because they're like,
no one's
we have a hot fucking mess upstairs. He's only 19, and he can't even,
no, like, he was 21 at this point. Oh, like, we were 21. Because it was the summer before I met Flint.
So, for sure, like, it's been years.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you went to Lakeland for two. Yeah, so you would have been 20.
It would have been a year and a half. Yeah, almost 2 years probably since I had seen him.
Ugh. Grody. That's 10 times weirder than you ghosting him. People have been ghosted before. Yeah. Not a lot of people have been invited to their ex's house with their current. If you've been invited to your ex's house with their current significant other there, like, can you please tell us about that situation? Because I can't imagine. Yeah,
I did not expect our conversation to go on.
I did not think that you would talk about this. Crazy. What even started this? McDonald's boyfriend? Oh, no, check yes or no. My first boyfriend did that. Just so crazy. Oh my God.
That is hilarious.
Oh, that's better than that. When Patrick asked me out, he's like, will you be my girlfriend? And I was like, no.
That can't, like, really count, though.
What do you mean?
Because, like, you can't give him shit for it because you were 12.
We were 15. It was serious. Was I 15?
So serious.
No, I was 16. No, the very first time he asked me out, it was over MySpace.
Perfect.
Messenger.
I like it.
Didn't we use a message? Or maybe it was a fucking MSN.
Yeah, it would have been MSN.
Yeah, and he was like, will you be my girlfriend? And I was like, no, because I don't want to, like, ruin our friendship. And that was, like, the end of 8th grade, like, going into freshman year.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then guess what? I said yes to him, like, months later, and then he fucking broke up with me. Because I was a prude.
Yeah.
And I literally remember saying it to him one time, I go, I am 14. I'm not going to have sex with you. He was like, I'm 14. And I was like, that's literally my point. Like, I like, don't. Like,
what should we be doing
like, here? I was like, fully, I expect to wait until I'm 18, maybe even when I get married. And he was like, ugh. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Like, goodbye. Go skedaddle away from me. And then he, like, got out of his system. And then I made him wait until I was, like, 16. Yep. I was almost 17. Right? In 2010, I would have been 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was almost 17. I waited. Everyone,
good.
Yeah, my mom's dead now, so she doesn't know that I didn't wait until after I graduated high school.
Is that something you regret that you weren't able to share with her?
No, I actually lied to her. It was like, okay, so if Kendall was maybe like 19 or 20, I would have been like 25 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And mom goes, like, I just walked in the house upon this conversation of her going, yeah, your sister waited until after high school. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, to have sex. And I was like, for sure.
Like, 1 year.
Like, damn, dude. Yeah, no, it was the summer before senior year.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And I made him wait 4 months after he, like, asked me out.
Yeah.
excruciating.
Man, we're getting personal here.
Anybody want to hear about my sex life? No, nobody does.
Nobody does.
I waited a long time.
That was
long,
the story of
a long time.
But nobody's asked me out since then. Weird. I wonder why.
Yeah, I know. It's probably because I have a boyfriend.
Fiance.
I have a fiance.
Yeah.
I know these people that I know. They want.
You know these people that you know.
I know these people that I know. They know that I know that they know.
Yeah.
That they want us to get married this year. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, his name is Mike. He's ordained in like 3 different churches. Like,
I like it.
Universal Church of God. Cool. Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Perfect.
And it wasn't the Church of Satan, but it was something funny too. Cool. You know, like something neat. And he's like, I can marry you under any of these 3. And because they were giving me shit because it's been 3 years since he like asked me or whatever, you know. And I was like, yeah, I just have like, I'm scared to pick a date because I feel like I'll hate the date or something. Or like,
weird.
Or not that I'll hate it, but it's like, when is a good time? Every time feels like a not a good time. Like, every time I want to pick June or something, I'm like, well, it's like my sister's birthday, and...
That's interesting.
And then, like, July is like my birthday, and then August, it's like, well,
you Patrick... You know you can get like married starts. Any month. It doesn't...
I know. Well, okay, so, like, our anniversary
mm-hmm.
is, like, March 9th.
Okay.
And, like, Phyllis, if you're listening, I'm calling you out. She was like... I was like, our anniversary is coming up, and she was like, anniversary of what? I was like, you're mean. It's the anniversary of him asking me to be his girlfriend. And she was like, ooh.
Cool. How long has it been?
Yeah, neat. Me and Jack have been married for 67 years.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, neat. Good for you. But I feel like March 9th has to be the day. Because it's like...
Your day. Because it's been so long.
Yeah, it's been...
It's like...
14 years this year.
Yeah. So do it on March 9th.
Yeah, which is a Saturday this year.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Yeah, but
let's
I want to
do a pop-up wedding.
I want to do it outside, though. It could be horrible.
You cannot have it always. How about we plan for an outside wedding, and then if it's shit out, we move into the barn.
Or we put up one of those crazy, like, circus tents with, like, the
walls
like
down
Harry
and
Potter.
And have, like, heaters in there.
Yeah. Salamanders. Yeah. Yeah, like Harry Potter. Yeah, but it's already July. We can't have a wedding in March.
Today's... We are not in July. You skipped 6 months.
It's one of the J months. Are they in the middle of the year?
Dude, but yes, you can, because it's like, all right, so do you want to wear it like the typical wedding dress?
Well, so I have my mom's, which was a January wedding, so...
So, what you would want to do, like, now is maybe, like, try it on and get it altered.
Right. I don't want this.
Okay, so what if a year, like, next March 9th?
It's a Tuesday.
Okay, so it's now or never. How about we do this?
I know, the next to March 9th what on is, a Saturday wait, is in, like, 10 years.
You guys don't want to get, like, legally married.
I don't know. We're going to have to thumb wrestle about it. We're going to have to thumb wrestle
okay,
and
yeah,
then
you're
play
right.
Game of Twister.
March 9th is too soon because you guys are not on the same page about anything.
I know.
So.
No, we can do it, can't we? He already asked my dad's blessing.
So this would be my plan if, like, you were to do it.
Okay.
You would. So if your concern is, like, the weather.
Right.
That would be me. And not being able to, like, get everything done in time in terms of, like, your wedding, the wedding dress and, like, all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, find a tent rental, all the things.
Right, right, right.
If you're not able to do that, then you guys, if you're going to get married legally, you just go to the courthouse. So then your date is March 9th.
Right.
And then this summer, we plan a party or, like, plan, like, the
like
ceremony.
The reception or
like,
whatever.
And,
yeah.
What a reception. Or... We just pull some shit together, and we just, like, do this thing.
And what if it's snowing a snowstorm? Then fuck it. We'll just figure it out.
Just do it. People do it all the time. People plan weddings, assuming that there might be good weather or there might be shit weather. You never know.
Right. Yeah. We'll just have a backup plan.
Backup plan would be just doing it in the, like, so first things first.
Or you could put a...
First things first, you go try on that wedding dress to get altars.
Right.
Second step... Is then, because you already know where you want to get married.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So the next step would be finding the tent.
Right.
Because no matter what, March 9th, it's still going to be, like,
probably cold.
Yeah. So we'll still want, like, a tent out there.
Yeah.
but like the sides.
Right. And then step three,
do you need a photographer? Do you want anything like that? I wonder if Grace would. Like,
I know photographers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'd want Heather there, like, as a wedding. Guest,
yeah. Yeah, in the wedding
part. Or whatever. I meant, like, a part of it, not as the photographer, yeah. But, I mean, there's plenty of those out there, I think. Would probably be fine, but... Don't make me nervous.
Dude, I'm not going to force you into anything. I just wanted to know if you wanted to do it. We would... Lord have mercy. I have heard this type of talk for years, so nothing's...
But hey, everybody, you heard it here first. Let's do an Instagram poll when this comes out and be like, should Patrick and Haley get married?
Yes. On March 9th or sure.
Yeah, while it's happening. Oh my God. Don't raise your eyebrows at me. I'll talk to Patrick. I don't know.
Pat said he listens, so.
Yeah, he does.
What do you think?
Yeah. What do you think, Pat?
He would say yeah.
He's like, yeah, because he's like annoyed that we're not at this point. Like, he was like, yeah, idiot. I wouldn't have asked if I didn't want to. And I was like, you're so right. When you're right, honey. I always listen to the man.
2024 is the year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll, like, get skinny this year, too, or something. Fuck around.
Fuck around and get skinny.
Yeah.
You know, like... You were beautiful, though, right?
Oh, yes. I know. I am big and beautiful, just like that show on TLC. Like, I understand. I have no issues with the way that I am or the way that I look. We're fine. Everybody's fine.
But like,
I have clothes that I want to, like,
fit into.
Be back into. Yeah, it's like, you know
what? Or, like, be healthy because, like, to me, you're a healthy individual. I think you're overall healthy. You might drink a little bit too much.
Do you know what would be fun is to get me like
overall,
a...
overall, I think you are healthy.
Yeah.
So, like,
I don't
to
have
me,
diabetes.
It's like, is something going on with your hormones?
Well, yeah.
And, like, we're going to find out because...
I'm off birth control.
Right. So, then it's, like, just figuring out your, like, all the steps, which I...
Right.
Listened to a podcast with this guy talking about... these tests that you should get done, and it was like $200 or $300, but it's worth it because you only have to do like one in your life because
it's where you poop
it's
and
your,
you
it I don't think his is that one. I'll have to look into it. Like, there's ones that like that one is like $500. Like, they get like outrageous. Some insurances will pay for it.
Dude, I will go on a website and shit for a guy for $500 to shit for a company.
Hey,
for $500.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there's this one test that's cheaper, but this guy is like very, adamant that this is a test that you only have to do one in your life because it's about your specific body, like what you're deficient in, like all of these things.
Interesting.
Because then maybe, because I want to do it too. I want to do all
of
the
tests. Figure out like, oh, you need more.
Yes. Instead of taking zinc. Like just multivitamins, I'm not deficient in everything. Just tell me what I'm freaking deficient in and I'll just take that.
Right.
Because people spend hundreds of dollars
I know.
On supplements when it's like, well, what if your body doesn't need all of that? You're just peeing it all out if your body is good.
So I need to ask Kendall what she got done because I'm pretty sure it was through insurance, but she did like a... they did like a heart test and like a brain shit, like they put blood pressure cuffs on her arms and made her like stand on one leg and stuff, and they told her that her cholesterol's good, her blood pressure's good, and she's just a little deficient in vitamin D.
Yeah.
But they also hook shit to her brain, and Kendall was like, she called me when she was done, she was like, this is the most bullshit thing I think I've ever done in my life, like they put blood pressure cuffs on me and made me stand on one leg. And, you know, whatever. But, so she said when she went to get the results, the lady, like, comes in the room with, like, her brain shit and goes, first of all, did you ever have a traumatic brain injury? And Kendall's like, well, like, she said it took her a minute. Well, I had a concussion when I was in kindergarten. Remember that?
No.
Do you?
Oh, wait, yes, I do.
Your mom was freaking the F out
because
it was like she was, wasn't she throwing up? And
so
like,
she didn't throw up until we got to the hospital, but she was disoriented. Yeah. So she's 5.
Yeah.
So she comes home from, or she didn't get home. They called my mom and were like, she's on the bus on the way home from Aerosmith. And my mom was
pissed because Kendall was freaking out and they put her on the bus and mom's like, you should have called me and I would come get her, because she cried all the way home from Aerosmith on the bus and was like, you could tell she just didn't feel good and was like crying like that. Like it wasn't like a sad cry. It was like a something's wrong.
Yeah.
And when we got home, Kendall like, she was just like woozy or something. And mom like put her on the toilet or in the bath or something like that. And Kendall was like, where am I? Like she couldn't decide. She couldn't figure out if she was at home or something like that. Like, and so mom was like, get in the fucking car, and like called. I think she's probably already called the doctor, but they were like, immediately bring her in. And I had to keep her awake on the way to the hospital.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, because I was only 10.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it.
Yeah, so I had to keep her awake on the way to the hospital. And then she puked when we got into the like the lobby of the ER, and I remember I was mortified. I was like, she like puked everywhere, and mom was like, I don't give a fuck if she puked on the floor right now, Haley. There are people that will clean that up. Like something is wrong right now. And I was like, oh god, but she puked on the ground. It's so gross.
Now I'm a mom. Like I would be freaking the F out. Like sick to my stomach. I think about it on a daily basis of like, what if you're sick?
Like, what's going to happen?
Like, and not just, like, cold flu sick. Like, what if you're sick? Like,
and she, I'm pretty sure she bounced her head off the asphalt. Like, it wasn't, like, the dirt or, like, the gym floor. Like, I think they were outside.
And did no one see?
Like, and they did, because obviously she was, like, bawling her eyes out and stuff. So then my mom, like, I remember she went in and, like, had a meeting with the principal and shit and was like, you cannot just let children cry off a head injury, please. Like, you need to, like...
Yeah, what are you doing?
So, anyways. So, Kendall said that lady, first thing asked her, do you have a traumatic brain injury? And Kendall's like, well, I got a concussion in kindergarten. She's like, yeah, I can see that. Do you also have PTSD? Kendall's like, I don't think so.
Yeah, for what? Wait, for what?
And she's like, do you make him... do you think you're impulsive? And Kendall's like... sometimes. Why, lady? Get out of my fucking head.
Yeah.
And she asked her something else, I think. I can't remember. But Kendall was like, she called me right after she got out, and she was like, this bitch comes in with a picture of my brain.
Can you come on and talk about your brain scan? Because I'm interested.
Yeah. I also wonder, like, I feel like whenever I go to the doctor, I'm always, like, asking for things. You give me stuff. I give you money, you give me stuff. Like, I want my birth control. Give it to me in my container. It's mine. Like, I want, like, if I had a brain scan, I would be like, yes, I would like the picture of that. Please give it to me. Go make a copy in your copy machine.
Yeah.
This is why I give you hundreds of dollars every time I come here.
And they didn't?
I don't know. I don't know if they did or not. I don't think
I would
so.
I
would be like, dude, give me that shit. Yeah. I want to see that.
I
want
to know.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Wild. I want all of the things done. Yeah. I want things done so that I just know my body so well that it's like, oh, I just know myself. So that I could heal myself so that I can feel like a good, healthy, normal human being all day, every day.
I mean, yeah.
Because it's like...
that's probably what celebrities
do. I don't
do.
Want to go there. Right. I don't want to go there for when I'm sick.
Right.
Ew.
Preventative maintenance.
Right, but guess what? That's not covered.
Yeah, no, they don't want you to go to the doctor unless you're fucking dying or you have a UTI. Right, Kendall?
And then they want you to get the... You're so funny. Just call her out.
I know, I do. She's at least one of our listeners. At least one.
At least one. And honestly, might be the only one because I haven't posted any of our
Kendall,
episodes.
You haven't even texted me and told me that you're missing it, you freaking a-hole. What have you been doing?
Because I've just been busy.
Oh, can you talk about how busy you were when you woke up on your birthday morning?
Oh, that was the funny story that I said I was going to talk about. So, like, if you saw the story where we were driving to the Illini game and I was like, hey.
I have a funny story.
Okay, so... it was like 5 a.m. and Grant like rolls over and cuddles with me and he like cuddle hugs me.
Okay.
And I'm laying on my stomach. He's laying like on his side, like stomach side. Okay. Like,
so he's like hugging over the top of you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And like, this is how it is. If you're watching the video,
if you're
like,
looking,
his head was right here and just snuggling.
Like, and I was like, this is lovely.
Cute.
I love it because you're falling back asleep and you're not really trying to wake me up. So he falls asleep, I fall asleep, and then like 6:30 rolls around, and we wake up, and he like, I kind of like try to roll on my back without like waking him up. I'm like, man, I'm sweaty. Like, we must
have... You initially blamed yourself?
Said we must have, like, been, like, because body heat, I just assumed, like, we You're were just, sweating like, because he was on top of me.
Yeah.
And I thought that for, like, maybe 15 seconds.
Oh, seconds, okay.
And then I was like...
Oh, no.
He peed his pants. No. So we had all pee over. All over us. And you know what I did?
So nice.
I took my shirt off and I tried to fall back asleep. And I put the blanket up between us. And, like, where the West Pop was.
You're like, but he's still asleep.
I was still, like, half asleep doing it, but then, like, no. As I was doing that, Grant woke up, and then we were up, and I was like, you're like, right, buddy. It's time.
You're like, buddy, do you have to go pee? And he's like, and you're like, definitely not, because there are all over the place.
So that's how I woke up on my 31st birthday.
God, it's so gross.
It was funny. It was funny. I laughed, because it's like, what else can you do at this point? This is motherhood, and this is your 30s if you're a mom.
You know what I did in my 30s? Not my 31s, but my
30s. Yeah.
I stole a smart plug from my dad's house. Mm. And I plugged my lamp into it in my living room. Mm-hmm. And I changed the name to the fucking light because I didn't know you could do that. Because I also got that robot vacuum. And when you would say, Alexa, turn on the vacuum... or turn on the light, the vacuum would come on.
And that's weird.
Yeah, it's because the name of, like, the plug was called First Plug. Just, like, automatically. So I don't know what it thought I was trying to tell it to do. Interesting. So I changed the name to The Fucking Light. So we say, Alexa, turn on the fucking light.
Yeah, I like
Alexa,
it.
Turn off the fucking light. Because our house is, like, annoyingly wired. There's no, like... light switch when you walk in the front door, there's no light to turn on. Like, the light switches for the ceiling fan are in the basement doorway. It makes no sense. When you walk in the kitchen, you can turn a light on, but that's through the garage door. But if you're coming sometimes, in the front door,
like, there are things about this house that I'm like, why did we not look at this before?
Like, when you're purchasing,
bought it.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's only the biggest purchase of our life, and we were just like, oh, whatever. Like,
did you get a think home about inspection?
Yes, but it's like also, oh. I don't check the light switches. Like, our light switches are flipped. The hot and cold water in the mudroom is flipped. Like, there's just little things that I'm like, that's stuff that you should
like, make them look fix into. It. Yeah.
Like, or just be like, hey, like, I don't like that. Why is that?
Dude, I know some hot gossip. Ooh, these people that I used to clean it. For, mm-hmm. they just bought a very, very big, expensive house. Mm-hmm. And I checked the Zillow, and perfect. Apparently they got it for $800,000. And last, so they bought it in, like, November or something, and, like, in May or June, it was listed for, like,
$990,000. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but they ended up getting it for $8,000 or whatever. And they need $7,000 worth of work on their indoor swimming pool.
That's wild.
Like, I guess that's why you get almost $200,000 off a house. You're like, hey, the indoor swimming pool that has a hardwood floor over the top of it, by the way. Like, not, like, installed, but you can, like, peel it back or whatever. I don't really know how that works. Obviously, I'm not rich enough to know these things. But, yeah, the pool's not really accessible right now because you need $7,000 worth of work. That's crazy. Wild. That's crazy. I'm not buying a house for $800,000 and shit doesn't work.
No, but I wonder to them, they would have bought a $900,000 house if it had nothing to work on. Right. But they settled for an $800,000 house because they knew it needed some update or some work.
Ew.
Which, like, that, people are like that.
I know. I mean, hey.
I couldn't... Like, our thoughts are even probably different. Like, I would never in my life... I never say never, but I don't see the reason to buy a house over $400,000.
I mean, yeah,
if you're getting good land,
why would we differ?
Like, what? Well, I don't know, like, what your budget is. Like, what you would be like? No.
Oh, I wouldn't spend $400,000 on a house. Yeah, no. I think no, I wouldn't. Unless it's like, but also, if I'm super rich, do I really care?
Right.
If I have a bajillion dollars. A right. $1 million house is like, yeah, buy it. But no, yeah. I still don't think I'd be like that.
I would like to think that I wouldn't be. My biggest thing is like land in a nice, cute, like cottage like house. Like,
you I want the want, aesthetic. I would literally.
I just want something like small, cute. It has what is needed.
Right.
And like not a million extra things. And
so.
Like, and I want just, I'd rather spend more money on land than the house. Right. And. Like, when I think, I used to be, like, obsessed with the Kardashians. I'd watch, you know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, doing all the things. I don't watch the new Kardashians anymore. Because it's, like, I just cannot, I can no longer get behind.
The consumerism?
The consumerism and the, like, the fakeness. Not that their personalities are fake, because I think, like, they are who they are.
Right.
But it's, like, I look at you and you don't even look like a natural human being anymore.
Right.
Like, you look human for sure,
but
you
not.
Have no wrinkles. Like, you are so disgusted with how you looked, how you were born, that you are doing all of these things. Like, I don't mind a little
what
something
are their
here
kids?
And there. I don't mind like a little Botox or whatever. That is totally fine.
I mean, yeah, but
like for other people,
right?
Like,
but it's like when
it's
you
like
change
when
your
you
face,
are changing. Everything and the way your waist is and the like your butt implants
and then
and
you say
that
I'm
you
naturally like this
like,
yeah
we
no
know
you're, not.
You're not
no dude Chloe was built like a fucking linebacker and now she's like got abs and it's like stop it you weren't like that
and
you didn't just do that sorry I don't think you did
even I if just you have a hard time getting behind like that
I don't. I Patrick and I were saying we would even like take our shed that's out back, like our little barn, make it into a tiny home. Ari has a loft. Put the kitchen underneath. You can even put a toilet and a shower.
To rent?
No, to live in. Like to move on to another property.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then sell
our
house.
That's why I said we should buy 12 acres. We get 6, you get 6. And
but I already have my dad is a problem.
Your dad can go live at Grandma Viola's property.
Yeah, me too. So can I. And then it's half the cost.
I bet I can talk Pat into a bigger lot.
Yeah, probably. You probably can.
Don't you want to like go take?
You have to talk to the man in the family.
Like gator rides and just like have this property.
I mean,
yeah,
but there's perks. There's perks to living in town over in the country too, which I like.
But it's like
I don't want to live in your country. You're a farmhouse. Farmhouse girl. I don't want farmhouse. I don't want
why?
Because I don't really I mean yeah, but also no.
You don't want land to like look out to and just like admire that it's your property.
Dude,
and, like, your kids are just
you have lived in
this
city for too long, I think, because like no. I don't want to do you want to buy a tractor and shit to plow your driveway and like
you gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh, no. I'm not fucking doing
I
that.
I loved living at the farmhouses.
You lived at the farm. Okay, I guess you were, like, almost an adult whenever.
So, like, I lived at the original farmhouse.
Until we were, like.
Like, full time until I was in sixth? No. Well, like, full time before the parents got divorced. Parents got divorced when I was, like, in kindergarten, so I was, like, 6.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we were out there until, I want to say, 7th or 8th, like, going into 8th grade, because I think it was Darby's senior year when we moved into the other farmhouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're probably
and
right.
Then
because
I,
she
and then
upstairs.
I moved out there my freshman year.
Yeah.
So then I was out there all 4 years.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild to think about? I was out there all 4 years of high school.
Wow, that is weird.
Yeah.
We did do a lot of shit out there.
We did.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun out there.
Right, I just love farmhouses.
I know, but also you didn't have the responsibility of anything. Like,
no, but like I wouldn't mind it.
Oh, I can't. The more I leave Illinois, the more I hate Illinois. Like,
I'm not saying I love Illinois.
No, but I don't mean even that. I just mean like the cold, like shitty winters, like are already bad, and then to just like compound it by living out on a farm and fucking having to like scoop
driving
your driveway
home. I loved it. It was like a risk.
Yeah, we got stuck in the ditch a lot. Remember that time Dusty started driving us and you had your ACL torn, and so you were like sitting in the back seat and you're like, Dusty, you're going too fast, and she started to yell at you and literally
I
put us in the ditch.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we weren't even like a mile from your. We weren't even to the turn yet from your dad's house.
Wait, maybe
and
I
we had to
my
call
dad
like
was
Vinny.
Pissed.
I don't remember if we called your dad or not, but we called like Vinny and Caleb.
Oh, okay.
And they had to come get us, and we were using your crutches to dig out the fucking.
Why don't I remember? And you were
like, Dusty, I fucking told you you're going too fast. She was like, shut up. It's already too late, anyways. What are you going to do about it?
Whatever. I knew I'd be the better driver.
Even though you had your fucking ACL torn.
That is hilarious. Yeah. No, I enjoyed it, and I would love it. Not necessarily to like be the person to have like a homestead and like do all that. No, I just want to have space, and I want to have space specifically for my boys.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah.
Like, but I don't want them to grow up in town. I don't.
In Colfax or in Bloomington.
In Bloomington, yeah. Or Normal, like either one of them, like I'm good.
Yeah,
I want a small town feel, and like so people who grew up in Bloomington, they'd be like, "This is a small town."
I know, that's why I'm laughing, because it's like,
but to me, it's like too much, and it definitely brings up, I think, different people.
Like it makes you, when you're like an adult. Like
the seniors at Ridgeview, so to speak, I would not say that they are really that similar to kids in the city.
Right, I see what you're saying.
And
yes,
that because I have like, you know.
You know people that have grown up and gone to Ridgeview and versus saying, like a Bloomington school.
And that like sounds like I'm.
But no, we also thought that when we were in school, we would meet kids that went to like schools. Like especially in college, you met people that like.
And I loved my experience in Colfax so much that I want that for my boys. Not saying that Bloomington or Normal is bad. I think that's how I kind of was coming off as. Not that it's bad. It's different.
Yeah,
but I loved mine so much that I want it for the boys. I loved like driving around the deer timber,
riding our bikes around town.
Loved like, riding our bikes around
go
town,
go playing and, like, in the shit creek.
Yes, and, like just doing all of the things like that. I feel like you can't do in town because there's so much traffic. There's
pedophiles everywhere. Everywhere there's pedophiles.
Yes, everywhere. So but like you feel just so much safer and and not that I wouldn't keep an eye on them still. Right. I just feel
you can let them out.
Yes, and there's like when I go to Colfax. Every time I go to Colfax, and every time we do, Grant always says, "Grant love Colfax."
Yeah, he does.
Grant love.
He
Colfax.
Says, "We're going to your house, Haley, in Colfax."
Yes. I'm like, "Yes, he
freaking loves my Colfax. House." And he's like, "And Pat lives in Colfax too." I'm like, "Yes, he does." And Todd, yes, and Todd. Todd lives in Colfax. Okay, let's go to your house in Colfax. Yeah. Like he's like all about it.
Yeah, he gets so excited every time I say we're going to Colfax. No. So it's like. I think we just need to move to Colfax.
Yeah, Flint, you hear that? No, you don't listen to these episodes.
Son of a bitch. No, but I just feel like there's just different opportunities.
Yeah.
And not one is greater than the other, but I am familiar with what I know. And Flint moved around a lot, so I feel like he doesn't know.
Or he just doesn't mind. He just he's very adaptable. Yeah. Like he just is like I'll
which
just
I would
go
agree
with.
He is pretty like adapt.
Yeah, he doesn't. But also I think the idea of moving to Colfax freaks him out. He's like, what am I gonna do?
I know. Same here there's because he is such like a. But he's right. But in my head, I'm like, hey, there's like there are things to do.
Yeah, I'm gonna start bowling league. Is
hey,
if I have
totally
my way,
down,
dude. If I have my way,
and if there's a gym that we can access, which.
I hear on the word on the street.
Is on in the works. Like, if there's a gym, like, if there's, and there's a Dollar General for him to run errands to.
Yep,
like,
yep. There's not nothing, you know. Yeah.
There's not nothing. And I think that would suffice him. I think
we have a Mexican
like a
restaurant.
I know. Like, what more do you need?
A full ass Mexican
That's
restaurant.
Really delicious. Greg got their tamales.
Yum.
For like our Christmas Eve get together.
Love it.
And they were delicious.
Dude, everything they make is super good. And it's super like authentic and homemade.
Yeah. I love it.
So good.
It's really yummy.
Yeah, it made me laugh because somebody was like, if you want authentic Mexican food, that's where you go. And I was like, literally yes. Like if I don't, I go to Fiesta Ranchero. Where they all speak English. Like
yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. No. But so I would love to. I would love to. I mean,
buy my dad's house.
No, I'm sorry.
then I don't accept. I won't be a good neighbor.
No, because all I will think about is like, this is Rhonda's house.
Joey said she's haunting the house down there in Texas. Kendall's boyfriend.
He told me that.
Yeah. I bet she is. Freaking Rhonda would be a haunter.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. She probably told us that at one point. She was probably like, if I die, you guys are fucked.
You guys are fucked. No, I would hope that she would pass on. I feel like when you pass on, you would then see all of life and you know all of truth.
Oh, I hope so. Like where I lost my left sock. Like
maybe she'll help you?
No, like I hope. Well, I mean, yes, that would be fucking great.
Or if she took it to be like a little shit.
Yeah, if the dead people take our shit.
I think that all the time. I think a lot that the people that are like by me, I swear I will look one place up and down for whatever it is that I need.
Okay.
And then I'll leave and then I'll come back and it's right there. And I'm like, so this they're is bringing, got to be
are
a
they
lie.
Bringing you stuff?
They're trying to be they? Like sneaky and like hide it and then put it back.
Oh, because you're sure that it was there.
Yeah.
No, that would piss me off. No. But I would probably do that to people when I'm dead.
You know what? No, it's time to get another medium reading.
Oh, that's right.
It's time. Oh, we got to schedule it because, like, I feel like people like them book out. I want to go to the other lady, so I'm going to reach out. So right after this, let's
text.
I sound, like, really far away. I am going to text our lady and see if she can...
Hello.
Connect us.
Looking for.
Yep. Oh, also, okay. So let's say next episode we'll talk about like resolutions and like what you want out of life. I don't know.
Yeah, we should look back and see what we said last year.
Yeah, I mean, I
recap.
Yeah, let's do a recap. Honestly, I'm taking a breaky poo from alcohol after this. Like Monday is when I start my resolution. Like not resolution because I kind of hate that term, but like I just want to be the person I want to be. I want to be the mom I want to be. I want to like be on top of Lacey Loves. I want to be on like all the things.
I want to be on top of Lacey Loves.
I'm going to punch you right in the dick. But I just want to be feeling on top of my game rather than feeling like I need to catch up. And alcohol, I feel like, plays a part in that.
It prohibits your abilities. Oh, I got a good quote. You know how I'm always writing down good quotes.
Yeah.
It's relevant. I think it's marijuana, though.
We got to wrap this up, though, because right, Flint has been in the room for over an hour at this point.
All right. Regarding smoking marijuana is the context on this.
Okay.
It's making me quit my job too many times. That was a quote that I heard over the weekend.
Maybe it's
I was like, what's going on? I'm smoking too much marijuana. I was like, what do you think it's making you do? Like, it's making me quit my job too many times.
Wait, who said that?
I'll tell you after.
Okay. I like it because I feel like maybe it's giving them some insight.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm like philosophical.
Until
like,
I tell you who it is, you're going to be like, that is not why.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Love you.
This went a completely different direction than where I thought.
Check out Lacey's Loaves.
I'm going to punch you.
It's just saying.
It's a cute freaking name, everyone. Only and I know other people agree. Only Haley is... Like, Darby texted me after she listened to the episode and said, I can't unhear it. And I was like, I am so livid. I'm not changing it. I like it. It's please cute. No.
I love it, too. OnlyFans.LaceyGloves.com.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Cheers. Love you.
Love you. I think.
I only like you today. Don't love.